Last night, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis performed at the MTV Movie Awards. Just another night in the Seattle duo's newfound superstardom. Their music is being used in commercials. Their single, Thrift Shop, is topping the charts. It's right up there with Justin Timberlake and Rihanna. The song has also created a thrift shopping buzz across the world. KUOW's Sarah Lerner now takes a look at how that song is affecting the Seattle thrift scene.
We'll start in the basement of the vintage store Red Light in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Part of the video was shot here. Shoppers Felicia Stapleton and Samantha Ficolini spy my microphone, anticipate my question.
Is it about the Thrift Shop song? It totally is about Macklemore's song, isn't it?
Damn it.
Macklemore.
Yeah. Is it?
It's fine.
It's whatever. And it's making things more expensive.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Thrifting is an art form for a lot of people, and it just hit the big time. Felicia Stapleton.
And I don't want it to be a fad. If people are going to shop thrift stores, please do and know what the cause is about. Just don't do it because the song tells you to.
The cause? The joy of the hunt. Plus, it's great to know you're keeping items away from a landfill. The number crunchers at Red Light say they haven't seen an uptick in sales because of the song. But the buzz is definite. Upstairs, Seattle University students Owen Keith and Caleb Howe are digging through the men's shirts section.
I'm gonna take your grandpa style. I'm gonna take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand me down?
That's literally our favorite song.
House slippers.
It's dope.
I'm gonna pop some tags.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting. Looking for a comer.
This is awesome.
Owen Keith.
I just got this jacket like 20 minutes ago. It's so like a black jacket that you'd wear over a suit. And so like I have a suit and like I'm a business major. You know, I feel like I get a lot of use for it. And it was like what, $22 or whatever?
Meanwhile, there's a question floating around, bothering some of the Macklemore fans.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis just did an ad with Nordstrom and another one with Microsoft. Do you think that's like a problem?
No, I think that's totally fine. That's great for him. He's just a kid doing what he likes. I remember like a couple years ago when he was just coming up as like some like kid in high school, like my age or whatever, and that was kind of, it's like good for him. He made it. And if he gets money like selling a Microsoft laptop, like I would do that in a heartbeat.
Hello, my ace man. The Thrift Shop video was also shot at Value Village on Capitol Hill, where I met Caitlin Jones. She disagrees.
Terrible. That's so against what he was even singing about in the first place.
Goodwill Seattle's Catherine Bury got the call from Macklemore last year about shooting a hip-hop video at the outlet store. She sensed he'd be embracing thrift and thought it was a good idea.
I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is
the night of the filming itself, you know, right before we had actually closed the store at the outlet, he actually went in and bought a coat for himself. You know, it was kind of a great fit for him and unusual, you know, probably something that only somebody like he could pull off with a lot of style.
80s, denim, overcoat. Ali Basie teaches in the fashion department at the Art Institute of Seattle.
I think Macklemore gets it. He likes to express himself through fashion. He likes fashion, but he recognizes the absurdity of fashion. And so he pokes fun at fashion. And he also pokes fun at himself for liking fashion. And I think that's a voice that's really been missing in pop culture in general, but definitely in hip-hop.
It was 99 cents.
That last ditty from another Red Light shopper, Emily Knuckles. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.
From that thrift shop down the road, I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this bigger coat. From that thrift shop down the road.